We left off in the middle of the Gemara, based on the base, 5 lines on the top. According to Rabba, that the need for b'fananechtum must have been mevara, that the get was written l'shma, shem came l'shma, why don't you require two edim to have a kol adosha b'Torah? Question mark, Rashi says. That's the question. So the answer was given, eidechadam and b'yisur. What do you mean, Erechanam Yisam? The Gemara says, no, but it's a Dovah Shabiyah. So why did the Gemara think on the Havamina that is Erechanam Yisam? So we explained that with a mashal, that if many of Yishan and Paskin, we assume la'alocha, that a sandal shal chalitza has to be made from leather. If it's sometimes I disagree, some Rishonim disagree, and they hold it has to be something that's megan. If it protects the foot and it's just a sock, then it's not good for sandal shal chalitza. But if it's a sneaker or a wooden shoe off a mother, leatherette, it would also be good. So we assume not. So we assume it has to be from leather. So let's say you have a shoe and you're not sure whether it's kosher for chalitza, and Eid Echad comes and says, he identifies it, this is leather. I know for a fact this is leather, and it's good. So would you consider that a dovish b'yervo? Because we're judging, is this shoe acceptable to do chalitza? The issue of chalitza itself is a dovish b'yervo. We mentioned there's a Tosfos Rid who interprets in the Gemara Yevamos on Daf Lamed Tes on the base that Yevam Lashuk, the whole issue is not a dovish b'yervo because there's no chorus and there's no Mrs. Best. Rav Chaim Moses says that with all the respect, that's against the Gemara. The Gemara is beferish. And Yevamos said, Yevamos Lashuk is a dovish b'yervo. It's considered as if she's, it's a ishus b'miktzas, the zika, what we call zika, the relationship between the Yevam and the Yevama. She's a kuka l'yevam, so zika is a form of ishus. So it is a dovish b'yervo. Mikved then you need to aid him. But you only need to aid him if the two aidim are going to say that the Yevam died and she's permitted to marry without chalitza. The woman alive to do chalitza, or to say that they did chalitza. That's a dovish b'yervo. But in order to be mevara that the shoe is made from leather, that's to say over the fact that's a gila milsa b'yam, to say the fact that this is leather, even though this is going to lead up to being able to do chalitza, something that's going to lead up to chalitza, that's not called dovish b'yervo. The chalitza itself is a dovish. Yevam al shuk, the matter is a dovish b'yervo. But if it's only gila milsa b'yam, that's not called dovish b'yervo. So the Gemara thought the same should be over here. When the husband gives a get to the wife, that's an act of dovish b'yervo. Not if you want to be mevara that, yeah, we have to have two witnesses. But to say that this is a kosher get that was written l'shma, that the Gemara thought in the Havamina that that's similar to saying that this is a shoe made from leather from our behemah Torah. The Rabbi Natan holds has to be our behemah Torah. So if an Eid Echad says on that would Eid Echad would be believed on that. That's gilei milsa b'yam. That's the lashon of Gemara. And the Yevam is gilei milsa b'yam. So the Gemara thought in the Havamina that to say, to be mevar, the fact that the get was written l'shma should be gilei milsa b'yam, should be Eid Echad nami yisurim. So to that the Gemara answers, no. This is a dovish of this. Saying that the get was written l'shma is not the same as saying that the sandal shel chalitza is made from leather. Because over here, the ksivas hages, there's a tchilas hagerushin. So just like when you testify on the gerushin itself, that is that act of gerushin is dovish of the eva. So the ksivas l'shma is the tchilas hagerushin. We brought many halachas that ksivas haget, the tchilas hagerushin. Beisham ha'ishit and havchone, and Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon, that the husband loses peres nechse meluk, mishas ksivas haget. All the different rites. So that was the pilpul in the Gemara. The Gemara thought originally Eid Echad should be believed over here. The Gemara says no, that this is a matter of dovish b'yervo. So when the Gemara rejects the Havamina, the Gemara says you should really need two kosher eidim to be involved. Shouldn't be enough Eid Echad. How is the shliach la'ilocha neman? The Gemara is going to answer the question. So the Gemara rejects it. So we have, the Gemara gives two reasons why you reject it. One reason is that even if it would have been, even lefi devarecha, that to say that the get is written lishma is should be eidecha nam yisurim, but it's keneged ches kasisa. The woman has been married for the last 25 years. So you're saying the get is written lishma, therefore you can use this get to divorce her, that's Eirechot Keneged Achazoke, and Eirechot Keneged Achazoke Zeina Nema. Then the Gemara says, and there's another reason why it's no good, because it's not at all the same as the Sam Dushal Chalitza, because here the Ksivus Aget is Tchidus Agerish, and so this itself, even if it wouldn't be Keneged Achazoke, this itself is a Dovish Abiyaru. So what is that first idea that the Gemara says, when do you say, that's not connected to Chazak Aval Hocha? But here we know the woman is married for the last couple of years. Hocha is Chazik Yisura Deishesish. So Eidechot connected to Chazak is not believed. And then there's another reason. Two reasons why. Eidechot connected to Chazak is Zayin Neman, and Eidecho by Dovish Abiyev is Zayin Neman. So Tosfos asks, why did the Gemara need two different reasons? Dovish Abiyev, take a look, the third Tosfos on the bottom. On the bottom of base on base. Diva Mascha, Havi Dovish Abiyev. How did they knock a Dovish Abiyev? What they need the second reason? Why isn't it sufficient with the first reason? Eidecho Keneged HaZok is Zayin Neman. So Tosfos said, because that's a suffix, that's an Ibai Deloy of Shita. Oymeri, Mishum Da Beisha Rabbah, Bishar Visur Kontev of Egg Economist Mesaf Kalon, Imahim and Afilus Chazik Yisur Labiodo Eloy. That's a Sophic in the Gemara. Rav Soloveitchik always used to ask, when he asked the boy to read the Tosis, he would ask, did you look up the Gemara? The students would usually say no. So he said, you took Tosis's word for it. In business, you don't take anybody's words for anything. He used to scream, you go to university, that's the first thing that they're supposed to teach you, not to take anybody's word for anything. You always have to check all the sources. Does the Gemara really exist? Is there such a Gemara? So there is a Gemara that sounds like that, but the Ramban doesn't learn the Gemara like that. Tosfos learns that the Gemara sofik there in Yevamos was, Eirechot Keneged HaChazok, is he believed or not? And because it's a Hibaya sofik, so we're machmer Eirechot, the Ramah is machmer. The Ramah follows the Balei HaTosfos, the Psokim of the Ashkenazim. So the Chachmei Ashkenaz understood the Sofik in the Gemara Yevamos, that Peches, as Tosfos presents it. Eirechot Neman B'Yisurim, is he Neman Keneged HaChazok? If it's not B'yod, if it is B'yod, he is Neman. If it's not B'yod, then it's an Ibai Dleib Shita. The Ramban, the Mechaber follows the Ramban. Where would you find this in the Shulchan Aruch? Where would you find this? Eirechot Neman B'Yisurim. If you want to look, where do you find Eirecha Nem Yisur? So if you learn Yerideya, it's in the first siman, a little bit in the first siman about Hilcha Shechita. They talk about the Shechet, there's Nemon, Eirecha Nem Yisur, a little bit in the first siman. But the main discussion, Eirecha Nem Yisur, is in the second Chelek Yerideya, in the middle of Hilcha Stam Yenam. Why the middle of Hilcha Stam Yenam? Because in the Gemara, Gemara Gittin talks about Stam Yenam. So the Gemara talks about details of Eirecha Nem Yisurim in the context of Stam Yenam. So because in the Gemara that's where it is, so that's where they put it in the Shulchan Aruch, totally out of order. It should have been in the first Siman Yerideh. It belongs in the first Siman. It's mentioned a little bit in Hilchah Shechita, but the main discussion is in Hilchah Stam Yenam, because that's how the Gemara has it. There are a lot of dinim like that. You don't know where to look in Shulchan Aruch unless you know where it is in the Gemaras, because Shulchan Aruch is going to quote it the same way it was quoted in the Gemara. The Rambam took all the Gemaras. The Gemaras are not in a lot of times not in logical order. Here, you want Hilchas Gittin, so you start with Befanei Nechta, Befanei Echtam. That's a din de Rabbanan. You would start, if we would have written it logically, you would start with the Mishnah. Here, the Mishnah on Daf Pei Hei Yom and Aleph. Gufa shall get, what's the text that they get? And how do you write the get? And how do you give the get? You don't start with Befonai Nechtav Adin the Rabban. So the Tanoim, Mishnah is in a different order, and the Gemara is in the order that it appears in the Mishnah. So the Rambam took all the Gemaras and he put them in order. Then the Shulchan Aruch took all the Rambams and he put it back out of order. Can't find anything in Shulchan Aruch unless you know where it is in the Gemara. So in Gittin, the Gemara has the whole discussion of Eirecha Nem Yisurim and the context of Stam Yenam. So that's where the Shulchan Aruch put it. That's where the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch put it. Middle of Hilchah Stam Yenam. So the Ramban learns Pshat and the Gemara there in Yevamos is not like Tosfos. The Gemara was not misupik what the din is. The Gemara was asking, do you have any, is there any evidence from a Mishnah or a brisa that Eid Echod is believed, the din is the din. The din is Eid Echod is damim b'yisurim even keneged ha-chazokah. But the Gemara was asking, can you prove that it's true from any Mishnah? Gemara quotes one Mishnah, another Mishnah. He can't really prove it, but that's the din anyway. Eid Echod is damim, even keneged ha-chazokah. According to the Ramban, according to the Chachmei Svara, and the Mechaber Paschim, like the Chachmei Svara. So according to the Ramban's Pshat Gemara, there never was any by the Leiv Shita. But Taisus learned, the Ramah quotes the Taisus Pshat, that the Gemara had a suffix, whether Eid Echod Keneged HaChazaka is believed or not. So here there's a famous Kasha, that's a very strong Kasha. The Pnei Yeshua asked the Kasha on that Gemara, but before the Pnei Yeshua's grandfather was born, the Ramban has that Kasha also, Ramban and Mohammed. He didn't have any Mohammed. They printed the Mohammed and the Vilna Shas. Pnei Yeshua didn't have any Balamor Mohammed. So they asked the following Kasha. We have, in logic, if A is greater than B, B is greater than C, then Memela A is greater than C. That's called, we call that, there are two kinds of Kavachayma. That's called a Kavachayma of Yesh Bachal Masayimana. That's a stronger Kavachayma. Yesh Bachal. Usually there's one kind of Kavachayma, let's say, if you know Baba Kama, the Gemara has a, Rab Tarfin has a Kavachayma, that the Karen Bechatzra Nizik should pay Nezek Sholem. Usually Karen the first three times is a short time, only pays Chatzi Nezek Megufo. But Shem Beregel pay the first time. Shem Beregel pay Nezek Sholem. So Rab Tarf makes a Kavachaymer that if Shem Beregel Bishusa Rabbi Mespotter, because it says a beer Bistei Acher, Shem Beregel is only Chai Bechatzra Nizik. So and Karen is chayv even b'shus harabim. So that indicates that Karen is mochomer than Shem Beregel. All you need is to quote one quirk of the din that indicates that one din is mochomer than the other. So you have a din. Karen is chayv b'shus harabim and Shem Beregel is potter b'shus harabim. So the fact that b'shus harabim Karen is chayv, Shem Beregel is potter shows that Karen is mochomer than Shem Beregel. So if Shem Beregel b'chatzah nizik pays nezik sholem, it should be a kalvachaymer that Karen b'chatzah nizik should pay nezik sholem. That's a kalvachaymer. Once you establish an A is machamah than B, so any chumrah that B has, A should certainly have, or any kula that A has, B should certainly have that kula, because A is machamah than B. If A has the kula, so B should certainly have the kula. That's a normal kalvachaymer. Then you have kalvachaymer of yesh b'chalma sa'imana. That's if A is greater than B, B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. That's a better Kavachaymer. That's a stronger. Taisa says, and Baba Kam, Taisa says, they're Afkaminis. It's a stronger Kavachaymer. So you can't make any Yochiachs. Okay, whatever. That's an Afkamina Ladina. So here, the Pnei Yeshua and the Ramban are bothered with Akasha. What do you do if you have an Eid Echod Keneged Roiv? Let's say I have. Let's say I have three salamis, one salami. I bought one kosher salami for the family. I bought two trefa salamis for the workers. I'm obligated to give them a lunch. So I have three salamis. Then we removed all the wrappers, and now they look exactly the same. They taste exactly the same. Nobody remembers which is the kosher salami, which is the trefa salami. But one of the people who worked in the kitchen says, I know for a fact this is the kosher salami. The other two other tripes. So even though the roiv is, let's say, it's 2-1, the roiv is that it's treif, but if an Eid Echad says Eid Echad is better than roiv, that's a Gemara in Ksuvah, it's the end of the first period. Eid Echad is better than roiv. And what's the din if you have a conflict between a roiv and a chazokah? The roiv tells you in one direction, the chazokah tells you in the other direction. Chazokah means status quo. Yesterday it was treif, and today we don't know whether the situation changed. Did somebody shech the animal? Were they mafish chumas and maisus? Sometimes he can change the situation. So what's the klal ruba v'chazaka ruba adif? Whenever roiv is in conflict with chazaka, so roiv wins. And whenever Eid Echod is in conflict with roiv, so the Eid Echod wins. So if Eid Echod is better than roiv, and roiv in turn is better than chazaka, so A is greater than B, B is greater than C. So it should follow that Eid Echod should be better than chazaka. How can it be that the Gemara has a suffix and we're machmer, Ashkenazim ha-machmer, Eid Echod keneged chazaka zeina nema? It doesn't make any sense. How can that be? So that's the kasha that the Ramban and the Mohammed says, and after him the Pnei Yeshua. Some people don't know Ramban, so they say Pnei Yeshua has the kasha. Shev Shmaitzer quotes the kasha. Shev Shmaitzer quotes it from the Pnei Yeshua. I don't think he had the Mohammed either. He quotes it from the Pnei Yeshua. So the answer to the Beis HaLevi has an explanation on this, and he explains what the Tosfos is talking about here. So the Gemara has a klal. The Gemara has a klal. Eirechet b'hakchoshe lav klumhu. What does that mean? Let's say you have trey or trey. You have two edim say harag and two edim say lo harag. So you have two edim against two edim. You don't know who is telling the truth, who is telling a lie. So that's called trey or trey. If you have chad l'gabi chad, they cancel each other out. It's considered as if you have no edim at all. Trey trey, you have four edim. They say one way, they say the other way. We mesupik what to do. Chad gabichad is a rechad b'hakosha lav klumhi. It's considered as if you have no edim at all. So what's the din if you have a rechad who says against the roi? Is that called a rechad b'hakosha? Rab Chaim has in a safe on the Rambam a whole famous biur. If you ever learn the Gemara called Mokam Shemina Torah Decher Harei Kan Shnayim, that's a sugya in Soita and in Yevamis, other places. So so the Shach gives Pshat in the Din. Rab Chaim just very strange. Chaim just wrote over the Shach. He doesn't tell you it's in the Shach. He just writes over. He schmaltzes up. He explains what it says in the Shach, but everything says in the Shach already. A lot of the Rab Chaim's on the Pnei Yeshua also. He doesn't refer to it. So the so part of that din, part of the din of Kol Mokfin Hamini Torah Erech Reikan Shnayim, it's a complicated din, not for now. So part of that din is that Erech Bakhosha Lab Klumi. So one is it called Erech Bakhosha? So if you have Chad Lagabi Chad, that's Erech Bakhosha Lab Klumi. What's the Chiddush? It means, I'll have to say over part of the din, let's say this is a din de Rabbanan, but still it's a din. Let's say Erechot says Meis Baila, and another Erechot says Lo Meis Baila. To say Lo Meis Baila, that's a Dovah Shebiarva. Erechot says the woman is still married. She was married until now. I know for a fact the husband is still alive. So the Erechot says Lo Meis Baila. But to say Lo Meis Baila, he's not Neman, because that's a Dovah Shebiarva. To say that the woman is an Eishes Ish. To say Meis Baila, that should have been a Dovah Shebiarva, so should have required to aid him. So that's what the Gemara said, Mishum Migun HaKilu BeRabbanan. The Gemara has the end of the Yavamas. You have Eid Echad HaMinu Chachamim. Eid Echad is believed by Meis Bailam. We said the other day that the Nadi Behuda accepted what the Pnei Yeshua said. He writes, Kohera Zaken, Pnei Yeshua Kepaskan, based on a Sifrei, on the Pasuk, Le'yakam Eid Echad Be'ish, Be'ishu De'nekam, Avol Be'isha Kamhu. So the Pnei Yeshua understood or misunderstood one way or the other. He interpreted the Pshat and the Sifrei that Erechot is Nema by Meis Baila min HaTorah. So the Gemara says, the Gemara gives explanations why the Chachamim were Mekel. According to the Pnei Yeshua, it's a Gzeres HaKosam. So he reinterprets the whole Gemara. Pasha Pshat is not like the Pnei Yeshua, but the Yehuda accepted them. So the Pashtus is not like the Pnei Yeshua. Pashtus is Erechot is not believed min HaTorah to say Meis Baila. It's only a Kula min HaRabban. What if you have Erechot says Meis Baila, Erechot says Loi Meis Baila? So the Erechot says Meis Baila, it has Nemanis. That's a special din with Rabbanan. Erechot says Meis Baila is Neman. Erechot says Loi Meis Baila should not be Neman. So if one is Neman, one is not Neman. So you should believe the one who says Meis Baila. Mara says no. Erechot bakosha lab klumi. Even though the one should be Neman, the one should not be Neman, but the Erechot is bo b'hakosha. The other Erechot contradicts him. So Erechot Bakosha is Lav Klumi. You can't accept such an Erechot. So what happens if you have an Erechot Keneged Arayv? We know the Arayv is, the odds are that it's Treif. And the Erechot says, I know for a fact that it's Kosha. So that's not considered Erechot Bakosha. The Gemara says the end of the first parak in Ksubis. Erechot Keneged Arayv is Neman. Why? Every Arayv has a Miut. The Arayv is, let's say, 75%. The likelihood is 95% the likelihood that it's Treif. But the Erechot says, I know for a fact. I work in the kitchen. I know for a fact this is the kosher thing. The other stuff is the treifa stuff. Say, Erechot Keneged Arayv is not considered Erechot Bakosher. Because every roiv has a miut. So maybe it's part of the miut. It's the roiv is not makrish teidachet. How you paskin that the roiv should indicate that it's straight, but teidachet says the roiv just tell you the probability that it's straight. Teidachet says I know for a fact it's not a probability. Teidachet keneged a roiv is good. It's not called teidachet makrosh. The Gemara had a suffix. What if you have teidachet keneged hachazoka? The chazoka is behemah b'chayah b'cheskasisur emedus. Or you have tevel. So tevel is also b'chila, and that someone will be mafresh shumas amaisa. Take off the isa tevel. So the Gemara had a suffix. Maybe that's called eidechot b'hakoshen. So we and the Gemara has an ebay the lepshita. The way the Balei Tosfos read the Gemara, that's a suffix. Tosfos quotes it. Isha rabba daf peches b'shari surka on tevel hegesh kanam esav kalam hemeni loy. And it's an ibay the lepshita. So the Rama paskins l'chumra. The suffix we paskin l'chumra. Why? That's called Eidechot B'Hakoshen. Eidechot, it's true that Ruba B'Chazok, Ruba Adif. It's true that Eidechot Keneged Roiv is good, and Roiv Keneged Chazok, the Roiv wins, so it should be a Kal V'Chaima, that Eidechot Keneged Chazok should be good, but the Kal V'Chaima is not valid, because Eidechot Keneged Chazok, with Mesupik, maybe that's called Eidechot B'Hakoshen, because the Chazok, even when the Eidechot tells you, that somebody was mafresh tumas and maestros, somebody did shecht it properly, it's still going to be keneged chazok. Because not that we made a mistake all along. It wasn't a mistake. The animal was b'cheska sisa. Be'ema b'chaya b'cheska sisa emedes. Or the tevil was b'cheska sisa. The erechet is saying, I know for a fact that someone shechted the animal properly. I know for a fact that someone was mafresh tumas and maestros. So that's called erechet b'hakosha. He's saying that the matzav changed. So the Gemara had a tzad to say that that's called Eidechot Bakosha. Eidechot Keneged Roiv is not Eidechot Bakosha, because every Roiv we know in advance has a miut. The Roiv says it's only 80% likely, 95% likely, but there's a 5% chance that it is kosher. So that's not called, the Roiv is not Makrish Eidechot. But the Chazoke, that was the Gemara had a tzad to say, the Chazoke is Makrish Eidechot. So Tosis had a taina against Rashi. The Gemara says, Eidechot Nem V'Yisur. So Rashi says, how do you know Eidechot Nem V'Yisur Sharei Hamina HaTorah Kol Echad V'Yechem Yisrael Ala Farshas Chumah V'Ala Shechita V'Ala Nikar Agid V'Achil. So the Tosfos asks on the first two things that Rashi said. Ala Farshas Chumah Shechita, we pointed out last week. Tosfos didn't ask on Nikar Agid V'Achil. They seem to hold that that's not called Keneged HaZoka. Because if the Eidechot says, I removed the Chelev and I removed the Gid HaNoshe, he's not saying that something changed. He says, we cut out the chaylev. The chaylev is not here. Not that he says, it used to be chaylev and I made it, I converted. You can't convert chaylev, can't convert gid anasha. If it's gid anasha, it doesn't change. The tevel changes. Once you mafish chumas amayis, the tevel converts to become chulam misukonim. Ve'em ha'pachayah v'ches kesisar. And that is then when you shecht it, it becomes a shchuto. So that's called eilechot keneged ha'chazoka. But a nikar agid v'achelev, that's not keneged hachazok. That's the way Tosfos asked on Rashi. Tosfos quotes Pirush HaKuntres, so they ask, v'lohoyla, the first line in the Tosfos, Eidechot, v'lohoyla l'hask afrashas chumah shechita. They ask on the first two, afrashas chumah shechita. They didn't ask on nikar agid v'achelev, because that's not called keneged hachazok. In Yerideya, we mentioned, the Taz raises a possibility. Maybe that's also called keneged hachazok. Because you have food on the table, and when you shecht the animal, there's a gid. Every animal has a gid on Osha, and it has chaylev. And when the Eidechot says, I removed the gid, I removed the chaylev, so the Taz, that's also called keneged hachazok. But the simple reading on Tosfos is not so. Because Tosfos quoted the whole Rashi, and they're only picking on the first two. He shouldn't have said the first two, should have said the second one. So it sounds from Tosfos that they hold us not keneged hachazok. That's one point. So then, Tosfos has a taina. Why should Rashi not mention truma in shechita? The Bahanohu, in these two cases of hafroshas truma and in shechita, nem alafagav teschazik isura. The din is in the next Tosfos. They quote the Gemara in Yevamos, daf peches, the Tosfos that we read before, havidov shebiyerva. So Tosfos quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, the way they read the Gemara, that there was a suffix, a Rebai de Leib Shita, whether Erechot Keneged HaZok is believed or not. And it's a suffix of the Gemara, so the Ramah Paskin, not Neman. Following Tosfos, the Ramah, it's a suffix, so he's not Neman. But when Erechot says, I was Mafresh Truma, the Erechot says, I shechted the animal, he's neman. Why? Because it's biyadai. So you see, the biyadai is a new nemanis. Erech neman miserim doesn't apply keneged a chazaka. But biyadai, since it's biyadai to shechta, biyadai to be mafresh trumas and maisus, so biyadai was a new nemanis. So that's what Tosfos Taina is. How can Rashi prove? HaTorah Emina Kol Adam Al HaShechita V'Al HaFrashas Trumas HaMaisus. The pasuk is really Shechita, because Rashi and Chulan, the Apurim and Beis, says, how do you know in the Chumash HaTorah Emina? Who says HaTorah Emina? Maybe you never believe anybody on anything. The Rashi quotes the pasuk in Parshas Vayikra. It says V'Shochat Has Ben HaBakar. It sounds like the Kohen, whoever, somebody shechts the korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and you don't need other people watching. The simple reading of the pasuk, simple mashmah, says, person is belief, HaTorah Emina Kol Adam Al HaShechita. So Rashi wants to prove from that, he wants to extrapolate from there. Erech HaNem Yisim. So he says he can't prove anything. That case happens to be, HaTorah Emina Kol Adam Al HaShechita Zeirech HaKeneger HaZaka Zeina Neman, because that was Ibai Delev Shita, and Yavamas Daf Peches. So how come Hatar Hamina? That's a different emanus. That's an emanus of biyado. So how do you prove from there in a case where it's not biyado that erech and emisim? That was Tosfos kasha against the Rashi. That was their kasha. So they said no. The makor is from the pasuk. The last two lines in Tosfos. The makor is from the pasuk where it says ksub is lafai base. It says by a zova. Zova has to make bedikas. Has to count shivinikiyim. It says with sofra lo. And the Gemara has a comment, Safra lo liatzma, the woman is nemenis on her own, to count to Shivin Akim. I said, then Tos explains, that's keneged hachazaka. How will she believe? It is not. So again, that's eirechet keneged hachazaka, and it's caused biyodai. So it's vaita, the same kasha they had against Rashi. So Tos explains, no, the woman is nemenis to say two different things. She's nemenis to say, number one, that the Riaz Dam stopped. A woman becomes a Zava Gedoyla, and she needs Shivinikim. She has Riaz Dam 3 days in a row, and Yud Alef Yom Shebe Nida La Nida. It means like this. It's a normal woman has a period once every month or so. Some women have a period once every 6 months, so they can't have so many children. The Gemara says, Ishish Adamam Rubim, Banam Rubim. If you have a period normally every month, so you're able to conceive more often. So normally a woman has a period once a month. So if she, let's say a woman has a period, so she has a period today, Sunday. She has dam today at 12 o'clock, whatever, 11:30 in the morning. So then she's a nida whether she has riyaz dam the next 6 days or not. She's a nida for 7 days, and she can't go to mikveh till Motzoi Shabbos, the night following the seventh day. That's a din of a nida. Then the next 11 days following the first 7 days, that's called Yud Alef Yom Shebe Nida La Nida. That's the Gemara, the end of Nida. We assume that's a question in the Tanaim. We assume that's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. That's a machlokes ha-Tanaim. Is that a halacha? Rabbi Akiva held that it's... Rabbi Akiva figured it out from the psukim. Rabbi Akiva... The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva used to darshan on all the tagim in the Chumash. So a lot of dinim that we have are halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Rabbi Akiva said, no, it's all in the Chumash. Everything he found, sources in the Chumash from more dinim than we found. So what all the other Tanaim said is halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. Rabbi Akiva held that it's pshut. It's a pasuk. We don't have any drushes. The Gemara has an agaritim, an ochis, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, the Rosh Shalom is writing a Sefer Torah. It doesn't, we usually assume not so. The Rebbe Shlom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, he should write the Sefer Torah. But this is an agadah, it's not to be taken at all, literally. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu was up in heaven, and Rebbe Shlom was writing a Sefer Torah. When he finished writing the whole Sefer Torah, then he starts putting in tagim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, what are you putting in these tchatchkalach for? Give me the Sefer Torah, I'll bring it down to Bnei Yisrael. Rebbe Shlom says, no, tagim. That's very important. There's going to be a big rabbi, Rabbi Akiva, after many generations. He's going to darshan on all the tagim. So you have to put in the tagim for Rabbi Akiva. Do we paskal like Rabbi Akiva? No. The Gemara doesn't quote one drosh on tagim. Zero. Rabbi Akiva darshan all the tagim. Millions of droshes. They're tagim all over the place. So why did Rabbi Shalom put in the tagim if you don't paskal? That's one derech in learning. We don't have any Rebbe in Yeshiva who says Shurim on the Tagim. Each Rebbe has a different style. Nobody says on Tagim. We haven't accepted Rebbe Kiv, but the Rebbe Shlom put in Tagim because there's going to be a Tana Rebbe Kiv. He's going to darshan on the Tagim. So the Gemara has a machlokes Rebbe Kiv and the other Tanoim, whether this halacha, the woman can only become a Zav Gedol if she has Riyaz Dam 3 days in a row. In the first 11 days, Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidah L'Nidah, the first 11 days following the 7 days of Nidah. Woman has Riyaz Dam today, so the first 7 days she's a Nidah, she has to go on a mikvah Matzoi Shabbos. So whether she did or she didn't, starting for next Sunday, it will be 11 days, next 11 days after the first 7 days, she can become a Zav Gedol. So if she has Riyaz Dam 3 days in a row in the middle of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidah L'Nidah, then she needs bedikas shivin akim. So it says, "V'safra lo, she's nemenes." So that's a machlokes of Akiva and the other Tanoim. How did you establish this idea of Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidah L'Nidah? Gemara says on the last piece of Gemara in Nidah, what Rabbi Akiva holds is based on psukim. We hold not like Rabbi Akiva; it's based on halacha Moshe Messina. Rabbi Akiva had the ability to read more. If you darshan tagim, you read another million dinim. Based on the letters and the tagim in the Sefer Torah, we don't hold from the tagim, but so this is an issue. How do you know that it's Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidah? So we paskin as halacha Moshe Messina. So Tosis explains the woman is nemenes to say two things. Number one, she's nemenes to say the dam stopped. She has a riyaz dam next week. Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidah and it begins next week Sunday till the next week. Till into the middle of the second week, 11 days. Each week only has 7 days. So the next 4 days in the third week is going to be the end of the Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidah L'Nidah. So the woman is nemenes to say that she counted Shivin Akim, she made bedikas every day. Then she's nemenes to say that she was Tovel. So the woman says she was Tovel in the mikveh, she's Tahira. Isn't that Keneged HaChazaka? We know she was a Nidah. We know she was a Zava. She told us she was Nemenes. She told us she's a Zava. She had Riyaz Dam 3 days in a row. So how was she Nemenes to say that she was Tevel? That's a Yidechot Kenyagir HaChazaka. The answer is that it's Biyada. She wants so she can go to the mikveh. So since it's Biyada, it's a Yidechot is Neman, even though it's Kenyagir HaChazaka. But with respect to saying that she counted Shivin Akiyim, that's not Biyada. She can't control it whether she's going to have a Dam for 25 days in a row. She says she only had dam 3 days in a row, 5 days in a row, and Yud Aleph Yom Shebei Nidah L'Nidah, and then she says the dam stopped, and she was making bedikas every day for 7 days, and now she has the right to go to mikveh. So that Taisa said, that's the Sofra Lo Liatzma, that's a Rechot Neman B'Isurim, because it's not Keneged HaChazaka. When she says Tovalti, I was Tovel in the mikveh, that's Keneged HaChazaka. That's because she was, until now she was a Zava, she was Tameya. Now she says she's Tov, that's Keneged HaChazaka. But she's not man, it's because it's Biyada. Like a person says, I shechted the animal. It's Keneged HaChazaka, because Behemah Bechaya Becheska Sisra Menes, or a person has Tevel in the house, and he has it in a container, and says all the food in this container is Tevel. So we know that it's Tevel. And then he says, I was mafresh, he's the owner of the Tevel. He says, I was mafresh Trumas Amas. He's Neman, even though it's Keneged HaChazaka, because it's Biyoda. That's Tosfos said, that's a new Neman, it's Biyoda. The Shev Shmaitzer quotes from the Rishonim Aloshin that Biyoda is a Neman, it's like he's a Bailam on this Sisa. Since he controls it, he has the ability to Shech the Behemah, he has the ability to be mafresh Trumas Amas. That's a Neman, it's a Bailam. There are different kinds of Nemanis. There's an amanus of Eidecha, an amanus of two Eidim. There's a din, a father is believed to say Kidashti is Biti, a new amanus. Father is believed to say how old this child is, that the child is by mitzvah, and so on. Different amanus. And so there's an amanus of Eidecha, an amanus of Then there's an amanus of Biyodai. If I have control over it, I'm considered the Balam, so I have the amanus. The Tosha says that the woman is going to say Tovalti and the mikveh, that's Keneged HaChazaka. She's Tamei, and she says it changed. So Eidechot Keneged HaChazaka, according to Tosfos, is an invite to Sheet and Yevamos Da Peches. So since it's a Sveik of the Dina, so we're Machmer. The Rama is Machmer, not Neman. But if it's biyada, then she is neman. But as far as saying that she made, and tell yourself, that's a different din. Eidecha, when it's biyada, there's a different emanus. All right, it's even neman keneged a chazaka. But as far as saying that she made the bdika shivinikim, that's not based on, it's not biyada. It's not the order to control it, whether she will have dam or not. Maybe the dam will come out against her wishes. She doesn't cause the dam to come out. Maybe she has dam 2 months in a row, every single day, for 60 days. She doesn't control it at all. But it's not keneged hazaka, because she says, today there was no dam. I made a bedikah, there's no dam today. So just because she had dam the last 3 days in a row, the last 20 days in a row, doesn't mean that for the rest of her life she's going to have dam. So to say that today is a Yom Naki and tomorrow is a Yom Naki, that's not keneged hachazaka. To say Tavalti is keneged hachazaka, that's beyond to be tevil. But to say that there was no dam, just because she saw dam 3 days in a row, she became a Zavah G'dayla, she's not b'cheska shetira kol yom. So that's the makot, I said. That pasuk is the makot, erech anem v'yisurim, even though it's not beyond, because it's not keneged hachazaka. That's the Tosfos. So they tie it against Rashi. Rashi made a mistake, they say. Rashi quoted the Rai Hamina Torah, HaTorah Hamina Kol Adam, Kalecha Ve'echad, Al HaFrashas Chumah Al HaShchita. That's a mistake. HaFrashas Chumah Shchita is not an Emonis of Erech and Emi Yisurim. That's a bigger and a better than Emonis of Biyodah. Biyodah is like Bailim. Emonis of Bailim. But a Raya that it's even them in Kenegan and Hazaka because it's Biyodah. So that's Taisa's title against Rashi. So the Beis HaLevi explains that it's Rashi understood as follows. Eidechad keneged hachazaka zayin anema, because we have the klal. Eidechad b'hakosh alav klumi. Eidechad keneged a rov is not called eidechad b'hakosh. Every rov we know has a miyut. 95% likelihood like this, but 5% the other way. So that the rov doesn't, the rov in a certain sense contradicts the eidechad. Eidechad says mutter, and if he would have only had the rov, he would have said it's aser. He tried to bring it to two different maskanas. But it's not called Eidechad Bakosha. The Rav is not Makrish the Eidechad. The Rav says it. There's a miyut. So maybe the Eidechad is right. Maybe it belongs to the miyut. When you have Eidechad, Keneged a Chazaka, even though Rav is stronger than Chazaka, Ruba Bachazaka, Ruba Adiv, Eidechad Keneged a Rav is believed, but Eidechad Keneged a Chazaka is not believed because of the Bailev Shita, because it's Eidechad Bakosha. So the Beis HaLev explains, when is it called, in Rashi, when is it called Eidechad Bakosha if he doesn't control it? So the Chazaka says that the animal was, all live animals are Beches Kasisa, all Tevel is Beches Kasisa. So the Eidechad is saying that he changed it, that's Eidechad Keneged Chazaka, that's Eidechad Bakosha. It's being Makhish, the status quo. So when do you say this is called Eidechad Bakosha if it's not Biyadoi? But whenever it's Biyadoi, then the Chazaka isn't Makhishim, he has control of it. He has control over the chazaka. He can shech the animal. And even if he does know hilchah shechita, the Torah says he or she could have learned hilchah shechita. Even though he's a weak person, he could have hired, he could have gotten a strong person, he could have hired a person who does know hilchah shechita. It's biyodah to take care of it. So you can't say that the chazaka is b'hakosha to the erecha. He controls the chazaka. He could have undone the chazaka. So that's why Rashi understood, Eilechod, Keneged HaChazok, and when it's Biyodah, boils down to, Eilechod, Emen B'Yisurim. It's the same thing. Not a new Nemonis. When do you say you need a new Nemonis Biyodah? Taisa's tainted against Rashi. How can you prove plain, Eilechod, Emen B'Yisurim, from Atara Hamina Kalodom, Al HaShchita, Val HaFrashas, Trumas, and Mises? Taisa's tainted that that's a new Nemonis of Biyodah, which is a new Nemonis of Bailam. Rashi holds no. There is a new nemonis of biyada. That's in a different case. That's the case we said. I think there's a Tosefta in Maaseh Sheni that's quoted in Gemara Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed. Gemara has the children are sitting shiva. The father just died, and someone comes to be Menachem Oval, and he tells him, "By the way, your father before he died, he showed me, he took me into the backyard, and he walked 10 steps to the north, 5 steps to the east, and he dug a hole 20 feet under the ground, and he buried $5 million there, and he told me, after I die, tell the children that this $5 million is not theirs, it's not mine, it belongs to Pliny. So the guy comes in the middle of the shiva, and he tells him, the father told me, this $5 million sitting over there, make sure you give it to Pliny. the children would never have known in a million years that you go 10 steps to the north and 5 steps to the east. They would never have found it on their own. They go and they dig there. So the din is they can keep the money. They don't have to give it to Pliny. But the only source of information that they had that the money is there, this fellow is saying that the money belongs to Pliny. The Gemara said, Erecha does not believe in dinim omenus. He did him a favor. He told him where it is. But Erecha does not believe in the dinim omenus. But if he tells him, your father took me to Central Park in the middle of the night, and he dug a hole there, and he put in $5 million, and he said, make sure my children give the money to Pliny. So the fellow who tells him the story, he could have gone on his own to Central Park. There's no fences around it. He'll watch when no one's watching. 3 o'clock in the morning, no one's there. Maybe there's always someone there. I don't know. But if it's a place where nobody's in, the police won't catch him. He'll dig a hole. He could take out the $5 million and give it to Pliny on his own. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes this Tosefta, Maaseh Sheni, that Eid Echad is believed by Dinim Omenus because Biyodai. And if Eid Echad is, if it's in the backyard, it's not Biyodai. He doesn't have access to go into their backyard. But if it's in a public place, then Eid Echad is Nemad by Momenus because Biyodai. That's a new Nemonus. You can't say since it's Biyodai, so therefore what? Not Kenegar HaZokah. It's not an issue, Kenegar HaZokah. Eid Echad by Momenus Eid Nemon, period. But if it's Biyodai, it's a new Nemonus. He's as if he's a Bailam on this money. Whenever it's Biyodai. So based on that, how do you know that you need to aid him by Yidavisha B'Yerva? Because the Pasuk says in Parsha Saita, Kimotza B'Yerva's Dover. Not in Parsha Saita, by men. Kika Chishisha Chadosha, a man gets married, Motza B'Yerva's Dover, and he divorces her. So Gemara says, Dover B'Mami. You learn the Gedele Shabbat, said Kimotza B'Yerva's Dover, the Yidavisha B'Yerva also needs two kosher aid. So the Gemara says in Yesh Nachlin, Abal Shama Gerashti Yisishti Neman because Biyoda Lagarsha. How'd they come up with this idea that Biyoda is good by Dovisha Biyah? Because Biyoda is good by Mominus. The Tosefta in Maaseh Sheni that the Gemara Sanhedrin quoted. And Daf Lamin, you see that Biyoda is Neman by Didi Mominus. He says that your father buried the money in Central Park. He could have gone and taken the money out himself. So the Tosefta says, Eid Echad is Neman by Mominus if it's Biyodai. So the Amoraim extended it. They said this: whatever applies to Din Mominus applies to Dovisha B'Yerva. Because it's Exerishava, Dova B'Mominus. So the Baal Shama, Gerashti Asishti, the wife doesn't have the get. He gave her the get and then she destroyed it. So the husband is believed to say Gerashti Asishti because Biyodai Lagarsha. He can write another get now. He can write a get and give her the get today. So he's Neman to say Gerashti Asishti. So that's a new Nemonis. He can't say, since it's Biyodah, therefore what? Therefore boils down to Erech and Amisim. Rashi holds that that's a different Biyodah. That's a Biyodah of Bailim. That Tosis is right. That Biyodah is Nema by Dovisha B'Yerva and Biyodah is Nema by Dinim Amonis. That's a new Nemonis of Bailim. He can't prove anything to a case of Erech and Amisim. But Rashi says, Hator Hamina Kolodam, Al Ashchita, Al Afrashis, Trumas, and Maestris. That's a different Biyodah. That Biyodah makes it that it's not considered, the Chazaka doesn't contradict the Eid Echad. If Eid Echad says, can I get a Chazaka that was in the Bayad Alev Sheet and Yevamas, according to Tosfos and the Ramah Paskins, Lechumre, Eid Echad is not believed. When is can I get a Chazaka? Why? Because Eid Echad B'Hakosha, but it's not called B'Hakosha if it's Biyodah. He controls it. He can change the whole, he can be Mafresh Chumas Amaisa. If the tevel doesn't belong to me, I come and I tell the children, the father died, let's say, and there's a container of food in the kitchen that says tevel. Then there's another container that says truman. Another container says maiserisha. Another container says chula musukonim. So I come and I say, the container that says tevel, I was there yesterday, your father died today. Yesterday I saw your father was mafresh trumas and maiserisha, and he put the truman in the truma box. My Sarishan box, and he didn't have any place to put the tevels, the chuba mesukanim, so he put it back in the container that says tevel, but it's not tevel. So that he shouldn't be believed. That's not biyodah. I can't be mafresh shumas and maisis on your tvua. Only the owner can be mafresh. So if the owner says, I say, I shechted the animal. If I shecht your animal, even though I had no permission to, you have an animal, you have a dairy cow, and I go and I shecht it. I was mopsed your whole dairy industry, your whole dairy business. dead cows don't give off any milk. I'm another mamazik if I shecht your dairy cow. You didn't give me permission, but if I shechted the shechita, will be good. So if I say I shechted the cow, that's biyadik to shecht the cow. If I say I was mafish truma as a mazik, it's only biyadik if I'm the owner. If I'm not the owner, then it's not biyadik. So the Gemara has the suffix, and the Erecha comes and he tells the children, the stack that has tevel, your father was mafish truma as a mazik. It's not biyadik. It's a dechot, but it's keneged hachazoke. It was in the container that says tevel. And it was at one time, it was tevel. That's why the father put it in that container. But this dechot is saying that the father was mafresh tumas amaisis. So that's an ibaida leib shita. So we paskan, the Ramah paskan like this is, that's an ibaida leib shita, sigoluchum. So that's where the Beis HaLevi explains, according to Rashi, the two different dinim of biyoda. There's one din, it's a new nemonis of biyoda, even by Dovish Biyoda, even by Mominus. Biyoda is nemon. If it's biyoda now, it has to be biyoda now. But if he says, there's a old dead animal here, and the Erechot claims, I shechted it. So, it's Erechot keneged hachazok, and the answer is biyoda. So because it's biyoda, it's not considered keneged hachazok. Erechot keneged hachazok is not good because it's Erechot b'hakosha. But if the nature of the chazok is such, that it's biyodic to change it. So the chazok doesn't contradict me. I say, I control the chazok. I can shecht it and undo the shechid. The yisr of behema b'cheya b'cheskes yisr. That's what Rashi holds. The Erechot says, I shechted the animal. The Erechot says, I was mafish shumas and maestris. Since it's biyodai, it's not considered Erechot b'hakosha. The chazok doesn't contradict him. Because he had the ability to change it. So even though now it's no longer biyodai, now the animal is dead. Now he can't shecht it now that it's dead. It was biyodai yesterday, it was biyodai. That's also called biyodai. But when it gets to Baal Shammah Gerashti as Ishti, has to be biyodai now. Let's say the man says, the couple is separated for the last year, the husband says today, Gerashti as Ishti a year ago. I moved out of town a year ago because I gave my wife a get a year ago. Mom says, not Neman. Has to be biyodo now. Not Neman to say Girashti Sishti a year ago. The Gemara has a suffix there where they say Pagina Dibura. He says, Girashti Sishti a year ago, so for the last year he's ate a Neman. Is he Neman Mikana Labo? Should you say a person gave a big Haggadah? It's not really Haggadah Seidus. Haggadah Seidus is a stranger. Here the balance of Dovisha Bierva. It's a different Nemanis over here. So the Baal Shammah Gerashti is Ishti Neman because Biyodai, but it's only Biyodai Mikana Labo, it's not Biyodai Lemafreya. Gemara's Mesupik in Yesh Nechlin, Gemara's Mesupik, whether you would believe in Mikana Labo or not. Anyway, that's the Pshat over here. Two different Dinama, Rashi holds it, two different Dinama Biyodai. Biyodai by Momen and Biyodai by Dovisha Bierva is a new Neman is Biyodai by them, like the father is Neman to say, Kedashti as biti, the father's never to say my child is by mitzvah. Father's never to say the child is ben shaldoshanim yamechad, bas shaldoshanim ben teisha shanim yamechad. It's never to say how old the child is. That's a different nemonis. So here, biyodo is a new nemonis. But biyodo, kenege cheskasish, rashal, that's not a new nemonis. That just, since it's biyodo, so the chazoke isn't makrish deirechad. That's not called deirechad makroshet. That boils down to being deirechad, nemon be yisur. Anyway, those are the dinim for Dovisha Bierven. For Dovisha Bierven, dinim amas, you need two edim. And then Isur Misei Erech and then Isur. And if you have Biyodai, so if it's Biyodai now, so that's even good by Mamas and Dovisha Bierven. But if it's no longer Biyodai now, then that's not that din of Biyodai. It's a different din of Biyodai. That the Chazoka is not Kenegdai. That's not considered Erechot Bakosha Lav Klumis. Yeah.
Tosos thinks that the whole Biyodo is because of Bailim. And how does he say that it works by Shechita? Or it wasn't the best? Tosos says that Shechita, you were able to do it.
He's a Bailim on the Yisra. Doesn't have to be a Bailim on the animal. He's a Bailim, has control over the Yisra. Anyone who will shech the animal, the Shechita will be good if he does a good job. So that's called biyodai. He did bailam. He's a bailam on the Issa. He's not a bailam, not necessarily a bailam on the animal. Yeah. So this was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, that to be mevara that the get was written l'shmo, that number one should be edechad keneged achazaka, even if you hold that it's like edechad em b'gzurim, it's edechad keneged achazaka, because the woman is b'cheska seishasish, edechad keneged achazaka zeno nemon, that's the way Tosfos understood the Gemara, edechad keneged achazaka zeno nemon, because that's in the body of the Lev Shita, and Yevamos daf peches, and by the Levshita, so we never nifshat lahakel, so you have to be machmad. That's how the Ramah paskens. Erechet keneger chazoka zein an emon, based on this thesis. And it's also Dovish Abyeva, because the Ksivis Haget, Lishmo, is the Tchilas Hagerishin. So whoever's going to say, I know for a fact that the Get was written Lishmo, it's not the same as saying, like, the sandal, Shol Chalitza, is made from leather, and therefore it's good. No, that's in advance of using it for chalitza. Here we say the get was written l'shma. It's not something that has to be a prerequisite that has to be ascertained before you do the get. No, that's tchilas agerishin. Ksivas haget is tchilas agerishin. That's mamash adobe shebiyav. So the Gemara gave two reasons why eidech adam yisurim should not apply over here. What's taka the din if you have a kid? How would the Ramban read this Gemara? According to the Ramban, the Chacham Misvara, there never was such a suffix. The Gemara doesn't exist in Yavam. The Gemara never questions whether Erechot is Neman Keneger Chazaka. Erechot is always Neman, even Keneger Chazaka. A whole totally different shot than the Gemara there. Totally different shot. Erechot is Neman Keneger Chazaka. So what does the Gemara give presented as if it's two different reasons over here? But the Gemara say, "Eimer the Amin Erech Nam Yisum Kan Chaticha Savichelus Savikshum Lo Ischaz Gisura Alchaz Chaz Gisura Deishesish." And also, there are two girsas here. We also vehavi girsas aran vehavi. So if you have it with the vav, they say that's the ran girsa. If you have it with the vav vehavi, the two reasons why Erech Nam Yisum is not believed. Yeah, but the two reasons, two independent reasons, that's only for all like Tosfos. But if you all like the Ramban and all the Chacham Misvarad, it's not two reasons, it's one reason. So what do you mean? It's a Dovish Abyeva because it's Keneged Cheskasisa. And a Dovish Abyeva that's not Keneged Cheskasisa is Eidechot is Neman. How do you know that you need two aided by Dovish Abyeva? Xerishava, Dover, Dover, Bimam. Kemotzeb Erva is Dover, and it says Al Pishnei, Mishal Shayim, Yakim, Dover. What's taka the din in mammon is eidechad neman by mammon when it's not can't talk about cheskas iser? Is eidechad ever neman by mammon? So there's a big machlokes of rishonim whether eidechad is neman by hashavas aveda. As I'm walking down the street and I find an aveda and I look around, there's nobody there. So I'm going to pick up the aveda. Let's say aveda shein bo simen. Aveda shein bo simen. I'm going to pick it up. And some guy leans out the window. He says, "Hey, don't touch it." The guy is two blocks ahead. I saw he dropped it. He's a Jewish person. You have to give back the Aveda to him. So do I have to believe him? Eidechot is Neman b'mominus. So that's a big machloikis of Rishonim. There's a Ran and Chulin, and a Ritva and Gittin. Rabbi Chana Wasserman points it out. So machloikis of Rishonim. Many Rishonim hold this. You learn on the first daf in Bava Metzia. This is discussed. Is Eidecha Neman B'Yisurim Neman by Hashabbos Aveda? Maybe Eidecha Neman by Momin when it's not Lahoitzi Miyad HaMuchzok. If someone is Muchzok on the Momin, he's holding it, it's B'Shusai. Muchzok means B'Shusai. Full Bailus is when you have Shalohu B'Shusai. Let's say somebody stole my automobile, I don't know where it is. Somebody stole my automobile twice. Not the same automobile. It was 20 years apart, but they stole, Ganabim stole it twice. Once in Borough Park, and once over here on Washington Heights. So, and each time we got it back, the police found it. So, if they stole my automobile, I don't know where it is, and then the Gemara says, it's Shali Veda Bishusi. So there's a Machloikis Hatanoim in Balakam Adav Samach. There's Machloikis Hatanoim is a Mishnah in Maisa Sheni. The Gemara quotes, and Machloikis Abyechan Rish Lokish, which Tana Tepaskin like? If something is shali, ain't a bishusi. Let's say my automobile is stolen, so it's still shali, but it's ain't a bishusi. I have no access to it. So Can you be makdish that automobile? Can you be makka the automobile? Can you be makne to somebody else? If it's my sheni, can you be paid in the my sheni? It should leave ain't a bishusi. So we paskan like Rabbi Yechanan, who paskans like the Tana, that if something should leave ain't a bishusi, my bailus is incomplete. It's only considered full bailus if it should leave a bishusi. So, muchzok, by moment, muchzok, they say, possession is 9/10 of the law. So the whoever has muchzok on the moment, if you want to be moitzi, me'ara muchzok, we say, ein hochem ha'mamen achar ha'roiv. Roiv is not enough to be moitzi. So half of the Rishonim hold, the Ran in Chulin, says like that, et echad is them and by ha'shavas aveda. You don't need two edim. You only need two edim to be moitzi mamon from a muchzok. Like a roiv is not good to be moitzi mamon from a muchzok. So erechad is not good to be moitzi. But by Hashavas Aveda, no one is muchzok out of it. The one who found the Aveda knows that it's not his. He admits that it's not his. He's not called muchzok. Muchzok means I'm holding on to something. It's bishusi. And I say, bevadai it's mine, or at least besofik. I say, maybe it's mine. I say, vadai, I know for a fact that it's mine. But a muchzok is holding on to it. He says, for sure it's not mine. I didn't lose it. It belongs to someone else. Then no one, then he's not muchzak on it. So that's what half of the Rishonim hold, that by Hashavas Aveda, Eid Echad is Neman. Why? You only need two Eidim when it's Keneged HaChazoka. By moment, if it's not, you're not going against, if you're not Lahotzim from a muchzak, then Eid Echad would be sufficient. The Ridvo and Gittin holds not so. It's a question how to interpret. Gemara is how to, it's a, involved, it involves everything in halacha is interconnected. It's like a domino effect. If you push down this domino, all the dominoes fall down. So over here, there's a big inyan. When is simonim good? Al Shabbos Aveda, if you give simonim, you have to give it back. Why is all of a sudden simonim is good there? Simonim is not good by dinin nefashos. How come simonim is good by Aveda? So there's a Ran and Chulin talks about that. So everything, a lot of things interconnected, is too much for them. Maybe some other time. We'll get to the Gemara later and get about Simon and Bayeget. Maybe we'll talk about it. So the Shaila is, what if you have a case of Dovisha B'Yerva where it's not Keneged HaChazaka? Usually it's always Keneged HaChazaka. A girl is single, and Eid Echad comes and said that she's an Eishes Ish. When the girl was born, she was not an Eishes Ish. The father wasn't Mekabel Kiddushin before she was born. The girl is born, she's becheskes penuya. So someone comes and he says, the girl is married. So that's keneged hachazaka. The woman was married. She lived in the neighborhood, and then the husband disappeared. And then we say the husband is dead. So that's Eid Echad. Eid Echad says, so that's Eid Echad. Keneged hachazaka. She has a cheskes eishes ish for the last 10 years. We know she was married. Then the husband disappears. It's Eid Echad, keneged hachazaka. What if you have a case of a dovish b'yervo, but it's not keneged hachazaka? How can you have such a case? So there is. There's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. A man is believed to say Kiddashti es biti. The father says Kiddashti es biti. It's a pasuk. Es biti nesatali shazeh. The Torah believes the father. The father is believed to say Kiddashti es biti. So what if the father says, a funny case, Kiddashti es biti ve'en yedeh lemi kiddashtiha. He forgot who the chassan is. So then they write it up in all the newspapers, and one guy shows up. He says, I'm the chassan, give me my wife. So do you believe him? The woman, the father's nemet to say the daughter is an eishes ish, kiddashti es biti. We don't know who the husband is. So someone comes in and says, I am the husband. So do we believe him? Do we believe him that he should, the girl doesn't know. The father was mekabel kiddushin for the daughter. So the girl doesn't know. The father doesn't remember. Or the father died. He doesn't remember who the chassid is, or the father died. So is the fellow who comes and he wants to marry her, he wants to live with her, he says, I'm the one who is Mekadosha. Is he believed? So the Gemara says, Mekar, and then he's believed. So the Rishonim ask, what is the Dovish of the Yerva? Maybe the woman is an Eishes Ish to somebody else. They say, it's not Keneged HaChazaka. The father said, Kiddashti es biti, she's an Eishes Ish, he does know who. The guy comes and he says, I am the husband. So when do you say that you need Shnei Eidim by Dovish of the Yerva if it's Keneged HaChazaka? Because he learned out Dova Dova be Maman. Eid Echad is not believed in Maman, is Lahotzi Maman Biyad HaMuchzok. So here, by Dovish of Yerva, a lechur is going to say on the pnuya that she's niskatsha, or he's going to say on the neshisish, she nizgarsha, she meis baila, that's a Dovish of Yerva. But to say the woman is a neshisish, you don't know who the husband is, and I say, I am the husband? So mikir adin, the husband should be, maybe we shouldn't trust him, maybe he's lying. Okay, new story, maybe mid the rabbanim, but mikir adin, the man is believed. So that's how other Rishonim read the Gemara. When do you say, according to the Ramban, these are not two different points. Tosis must have had the Girsa like the Rav. The Havidov should be able. They're two different arguments. One argument is that Erechid Kenegar Hazog Zain on them, and even an Erechid Nem and Beisurim. And the Gemara didn't stop at that. So Tosis says, why? Because that's an Ibaid Elev Shito. Tosis says, what they need, the second reason why. Amirim, sure, the first reason is questionable. It's an invite lev sheet and yivamas not pechet. That's what he gave, a second reason. But according to the Chachmei Svara, according to the Ramban, and the Bechaber Paschim like that, that Eirecha Nehman Bisurim even works keneged achazoke. So you can't say that they're two different arguments. So it's one point without a vav. Like in Angemar, it's printed, Havidovish Abiyar, means it's a Dovah Shebi'erva, and since it's Kineger HaChazokeh, so therefore, has a din of a Dovah Shebi'erva she need to aid him. If it would have been a Dovah Shebi'erva, not Kineger HaChazokeh, it would have been believed. That's a discussion. What's called Kineger HaChazokeh? What's not called Kineger HaChazokeh? Let's say one woman is married to a Kohen, one woman is married to a Levi, and one is a Shivcha, let's say. So three women had babies. Now, we don't know whose baby is who. Whose? Every once in a long while, the babies get mixed up in the hospital. So they write it up in the newspapers. Sometimes they find out years later, they check the DNA, and they check the blood type, and they realize they gave the wrong baby to the wrong parents. So what's a din? Let's say two women had babies and they don't remember whose baby is whose. So you have to go to Chumra, both directions. Mishnah about that. One woman was married to a Kohen, one woman was a Shivcha. So you don't know which of the two is it, Eved, which of them is a Kohen. So there the din is, the Chaya is Nemenis to say, the Mialedis. If there was a Mialedis, and she knows, let's say one baby has dark hair, one baby has blonde hair. And she knows the blonde babies from this one and dark hair. So today you can check DNA, so you don't need the whole story. Your blood types and DNA. We can ascertain who is the mother of the baby. But in the days of the Gemara, they had no way to ascertain. So the Mishnah has that Achaya is Nemenis. The Mialedis is Nemenis to say whose baby is whose. So that's a Shaila. What's the issue to ascertain whether a person is a Kohen, a Levi, or an Eved? That could be that's a Dovish of the Yerba. Well, how do you define a Dovish of the Yerba? So I think we spoke a little bit about it. Dovish of the Yerba, you need two eggs. You don't say Rechanem Isur. So what's the definition of Dovish of the Yerba? So the Rambam writes, and the Erechot comes and he says that this woman was Nibala L'Pasala. She was Nibala to a Goy. So the Erechot is Neman. Erechot Neman be Isur. He's never to establish that the woman is a Zaina Asura Lakoin. Or the Erechu comes and says, the woman is a Grusha, a single girl. Yeah, she's single, but she was a Grusha. She was previously married. She's a Grusha. She's not allowed to marry a Koin. So the Rambam says, Erechu Nama Bi Yisur. And then the Rambam says, and if later on the woman will marry a Koin, so we're going to give him Malkus. If you have two Edom who say that she was living with the Kohen and they gave her Hasra, they'll give her Malkus. Even though the whole establishing in the first place that she's a Grusha, or the establishment that she's a Zayna, so the Kohen Nibbala La'akum is only a P.A. Dechod, so the Rambam has that famous klal, Huisar Atzma Be'edechod Yuchsak. Edechod is never be assumed to establish that the woman is a Zayna or a Grusha. You need to aid him to say that she did the Avera, that she was living with the Kohen, and that they gave her Hasra. But to establish the issue, let's say Rechid says that this is non-kosher food. We don't know what it is, a piece of meat. He says that this is a nevela. We don't know one way or the other. So the Ram says Rechid is believed. So then if two Edom will say that he ate it, after we gave Masra, then we're going to give Malkus. You know, the Malkus is really based on the Eid Echad. So in the end of the day, they're giving Malkus based on what the Eid Echad ascertained, that this is Cheleva, this is Nevela, this is Trefa. So that's the Rambam. The Rambam got it from the Yerushalmi. So the Machne Ephraim was the 1700s, I think. So Machne Ephraim quotes the Rambam, and he says, we don't accept that Rambam. Most of the Rishonim don't accept the Rambam. That's called Dabshe B'Yerva, to say that a woman is a Grusha, Asura L'Koyin. Say the woman is a Zayna, Asura L'Koyin. That's Dabshe B'Yerva. How do you determine whether anything is Dabshe B'Yerva or Erech Nev V'Yisurim? So the Machne Ephraim says, in effect, if you made on a Gavra, that's called Dabshe B'Yerva. You made on a Chepta, that this is Chelev, this is Shuman. So that's Eidech and Nem Bisham. Whatever you made on a person, that's called Dabisha B'yam. I think I said over the tshuva from the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer died around 100 years ago, so he sent a letter to the chief rabbi of England. There was some kosher food product that was processed in England, I think in London, and they were selling it. It was kosher the Pesach, and they were selling it in Poland. So the chief rabbi of England, Rabbi Nathan Adler, was a Yekke, although the whole Jewish community in England started off, they were all Yekkes there. He had smicha, the same as Rabbi Simpson, Raphael Hirsch. He had smicha from Rabbi Yankov Etlinger, the one who wrote the Bikuri Yankov, and the Binyan Tzion, the Chuvah's Binyan Tzion. Doruch Laner, the author of Doruch Laner, is a big Talmud Chacham. So Nathan Adler also had smicha from Doruch Laner, just like Rabbi Sanford and Raphael Hirsch, about the same time. Rabbi Nathan Adler wrote a letter that he knows the owner of the factory, he's a religious man, he's reliable, you can eat, if he says kosher l'Pesach, you can rely on him. So the Avnei Nezer sent a letter, it's printed in the Avnei Nezer, he sent a letter to Rabbi Adler, who was the chief rabbi of England, that with all due respect, if you would tell her, if you would write that you were in the factory, you know for a fact that the product is kosher l'Pesach, that's a din, but you're not saying that you know that it's kosher l'Pesach. You're telling us that the owner of the factory is a religious Jew and he has the manis. And that he's saying that it's kosher l'Pesach. So he says, if you're made on a gavra, that has the status of a dovisha b'yerva, and you have to give two edim, have to say, in the presence of the bezin, and the bezin of three have to write such a document that the owner of the factory is reliable. It's not good if you write that he's neman. And he quotes the Rishonim and say like that Machne Ephraim said. I don't think he quotes Machne Ephraim, but he quotes the Rishonim and say like that. That he says it based on the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second parak in Rosh Hashanah, Bizmacha Kitcha Piharia, so the Tzedukim didn't believe in Kiddush HaChodesh Piharia. They felt you have to calculate when is going to be the Moilad and then you make Rosh Chodesh. No such thing as Edim who are testifying that they saw the new moon. So Bizman Baisheni, there were a lot of Tzedukim. So they would come and say, testify falsely that they saw the new moon in order to foul up the whole system of Kiddush HaChodesh al-Pi Ariya. So the Chacham made a takan, he could only accept two Edim, who say they saw the moon. If you know who they are, you know that they're not from the Tzdukim. If you know that they're religious Jews who follow the tradition of Kiddush al-Pi Ariya. What happens if the only witnesses saw the moon are unknown to the Bezin? So what's going to be? So that's how the parak begins. May Makiri Mosaf, the Bezin doesn't know who the witnesses are. So you have two witnesses go along with the one witness to say that he's Neman, to say that he's Kosher. So Rabbi Kivega there, Amishnayis, quotes this read for what do you need two witnesses? Let one witness go along and say that this man is a religious Jew, he's not from the Tzdukim. So So the Kevege quotes that Ritva, Mishnah, is that you see that you need two Edom. If you testify that a person is a Nemon, he's kosher lahoid, or say that he's pasul lahoid one way or the other. Whatever you say, Hagodah say this on a person, that's considered a Dovish of the Erev. But the Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds that to say that a woman is a Grusha, Asurulakai, and that say the woman is a Zayin and Nivulah lepasul lahoid, is a Rechonem of Yisur. So what is the Rambam's definition? So I think... I don't remember. I don't think the Machne Ephraim says that. I think the Stipler has this comment. It says, according to the Rambam, it's only considered Dovish of the Erva if you're saying about Ishus or non-Ishus. You're saying on a girl Niskatsha or Nizgarsha or Meiz Baila, or you're saying on a girl who's married to a Kohen that she was Nensa and she has to get divorced because she has to get divorced. Or that the woman is married to a Yisrael and she was Mizana Beratzen. They say she has to get divorced. And whenever you made that a girl is married, but you thought she was married, say she is married, or she's not married because the husband gave the get, or because the husband died, or that the woman is married has to get divorced. You're either making or breaking an ishus. That's the Rambam seems to hold that that's the definition of Dovish of the Erva. Only has to do with ishus or non-ishus. But just because he's saying on a gavra, that's not called Dovish of the Erva. And then the Tosfos seems to hold a third definition, the Rabbeinu Tam. Here Tosfos says, Havidovish Abiyerva, the end of that Tosfos, in Toma, Eberecha Zema Biyisurim, what do you need V'safa Loli? Atzma Tosfos, I would have thought that it's a Dovish Abiyerva. What's the Shaila where the need of Zav is Dovish Abiyerva? So the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer Yosha has this more Barichas. Rabbeinu Tam says beferish that you don't say he raises the issue. Do you say yaharig bal yavha by a nida? So Shulchan Aruch says that you do. Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Nida, they quoted Tshuvas HaRamban. let's say a woman is a nida, and the husband is going to kiss his wife and hug his wife and dance with his wife. A woman is an Eshus Ish. I'm going to dance with someone else's wife. I'm going to kiss and hug and caress someone else's wife. So that's an Issa. Kirub Bosa. That's called Lesikavu Legalis Erva. And Obister Amnosin says a person shouldn't say on the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it says, Anshen Knes Tagadala Heimam Meshlosh Advarm Asay Siog LaTorah. So the Obister Amnosin has everything more barichas in Pirkei Avos. It's like a tasefta. It elaborates more on Pirkei Avos. So it says, a person shouldn't say, the Torah prohibits me from having an affair with an Eshus Ish or with Ishta Nida, but I'll kiss her, I'll hug her, I'll do everything else, but the actual act of Gilui Arayos, the Torah says, no, the Sikkur V'Legal, this is really not allowed. So that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether that's a real drasha gemura d'Arayos or d'Rabbanan. So the Rambam counts it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says, there's one Issa not to be bal Eshus Ish. There's another Issa, not the Bula Sikhula Galasara, Kira Basa, is it Issa the Raisa and Yaloika. And the Rabbanan, the Sefer HaMitzvah, disagree. He said that's only Exerim and the Rabbanan, that's not Asesi Oglatara. It's quoted on Asesi Oglatara. So the Rabban holds that it's only by the Rabbanan. So then the Ramban says, and according to the Rambam, that it's an Issa the Raisa, not only would you say Yehorig Val Yavar, not to be Baal Hanida, even to do Kirabasa, that's what we call Abizrayu. You say Yehorig Bal Yavar not only on the actual Issa itself, on another Issa that's related to the Issa. Let's say a person is running away from the Nazis. He's trying to save his life. The only way to save his life is to use this rowboat to go across the river and to run away from the Nazis. But the rowboat is a boat shall have a desire. People deified it. They worshipped it. So the person, by using the boat, he's not demonstrating that he believes it has any supernatural power. It's a rowboat. It's like any other rowboat. He wants to run away. He wants to run for his life. But you're in violation of getting Hanor from Avodah Zarah. So when you say Yehorig Val Yavar on Abizrayah of Avodah Zarah, it's not the actual Nisa of worshipping Avodah Zarah, but it's a Nisa Deraisa, not to get Hanor from Avodah Zarah. So that's a big question in Shulchan Aruch, whether they say Yehorg Vayavar and Abizrayu of the Yisur. How do we paskin is a big problem, because there's a stira in Shulchan Aruch between two simonim that are near each other. So the Shach works on that issue. How do you paskin Aloch? So the Shuvas Ramban that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, so the Ramban says, I am of the opinion that Kirub Basar, to hug someone else's wife, or to dance with my wife when she's in need, I hold that it's only the Rabbanim. And you don't say, Harg Vayavar and Nisa the Rabbanim. But he says, according to the Rambam, that is Nisa the Raisa, not only would you say, Harg Vayavar, an actual Baal Hanida, even Kirub Basa. So let's say the wife is sick, and the husband is a doctor, and he wants to take her pulse, so he wants to see how to treat her, so he has to touch her body. But when he touches her body, that's Kirub Basar. So the Ramban thinks that would be Yehorg Valyavar. The husband is not allowed to treat his wife when she's in Nida, because that's going to be Yehorg Valyavar if it's their right. In my opinion, it's only the Rabbanan, so you don't say Yehorg Valyavar, and he said the Rabbanan. But if the Ramban would be right, then you would say Yehorg Valyavar. So the Ramban, and the Mechaba quotes that. Chabad Paskins like the Rambam, that Kirub Basar is an Issa Deraisa, and he says you get Malkus, that's an Ebenezer. Says you get Malkus, and in Hilchos Nida, the Mechaber quotes this Jewish Ramban that it's a Yehorg Vayavar by the husband not taking the wife's pulse. So the Gemara points out that Nida has Kares, just like Baal Achosa, Baal Ima, Baal Bito, Baal Eishesish has Kares, but unlike all the other Chaybi Krisis by Yisri Bia, Ein Kiddushin Topsin, let's say a man is going to give a ring to his sister and say, Ari Abba Kodesh, or to his mother, or to an Eishes Ish, Ein Kiddushin Topsin by Arayas, and if someone has a child from her, someone is Baal Achosa, Baal Ima, Baal Bito, Baal Eishes Ish, the Vlad will be a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, by Nida, number one, Kiddushin Atopsin, every so often a girl gets married, she couldn't go to Mikveh before. So the Kiddushin Atopsin, even though she's a Nida, Lachatchila, the Rambam says you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't be Mekadosh Anida. But B'di'ebet, if you're Mekadosh Anida, so the Kiddush and Atopsin. Number two, let's say a couple didn't observe Taras HaMishpacha, so that's an exception to the rule. The Vlad is not a Mamza, even though it should have been. It's Chavi Kris, it should have been. The Vlad is not a Mamza. So clearly, Nida is an exception to the rule. But the question is, an exception to which rule? Is it the rule is that usually Chavi Kris are called Gili Arayas, and Nida is an exception, despite the fact that there is Kares, it's not called Gili Arayis. Eating Chametz B'Pesach, eating on Yom Kippur is also Kares. Doing Malach on Shabbos is also Kares, but it's not Gili Arayis. So just because Baal Anida is a Maisa Bia, doesn't necessarily mean, and it has Kares, doesn't necessarily mean that it's Gili Arayis. Maybe it's an Issa, but just because it has Kares, not Gili Arayis. That's one way to say. Or you could say, no, despite the fact that Nida is Arayis, the Vlad is not a Mamza, Kiddush and Atopsin. So that's a major machloikas Rishayim. To which rule is Nida is an exception? To which rule? So the Rambam writes several times, Hanida b'chlal ha'arayasi, and Hilchos Yisurei Bia, where the Rambam quotes all the dinim of Nida, he repeats several times, Nida b'chlal ha'arayasi, and the Ramban is right, that according to the Rambam, Nida is Arayis, and you should say Yehorag v'al. And the Rabbi Natam has a tshuva that's printed in the Sefer Yosha. Rabbi Natam wrote, whenever Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natam, everything comes from the Sefer Yosha. So in the Sefer Yosha, he writes that you don't say Yehorag Valyava by Nida. The question, halacha lemaisa, what's the din? Years ago, there was a maisa shahoya, a fella took a girl on a date on a Ferris wheel, and then at the end of the day, they were up on top of the Ferris wheel, and it was whatever, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the middle of the summer, and then the one who ran the whole Ferris wheel locked everything up and he went home. So they were screaming, let us down, let us down, and he didn't hear them, so he went home. So the girl was a Fruma girl, so she said, we can't stay here together, it's Yichud. So the boy said, what do you want to do? You want to commit suicide? So she said, either you or me, someone has to climb down. So the boy said, you're crazy. And the girl said, no, she's going to climb down. So, of course, she broke her leg. Climbing down, she broke her leg. So they had a court case. She sued the Ferris wheel company that she broke her leg because of them. So they got a rabbi to testify a rabbi to testify. You get a rabbi to testify whatever you want to testify. So they got a rabbi to testify that according to Jewish law, that's the halacha, that it's Yehori Bal Yavar. You have to put your life in danger, not only not to, she wasn't, they weren't going to violate Baal Anida, they were going to violate Yichud. The rabbi said, you say Yehori Bal Yavar Anida, even for Yichud. They're going to be together all night in the Ferris wheel. He wasn't going to touch the girl, but to violate Yichud. So they had a rabbi testimony. So they wrote it up. The whole story was written up in the legal journals. They wrote up the whole story. The fellow was a famous person. He didn't marry her. He married someone. So that's a big question. Whether is even Baal Anida Mamish? Rabbi Natam holds that it's not Yehori Bal Yavar. So that's what Tosfos says here. If not for the pasuk, I would have thought that nida is a davar she'be'erva, and you need to aid him. So I need the pasuk. Because Rabbi Natam holds a third definition. What's the definition of davar she'be'erva? Not like the Machne Ephraim with the Avnei Nezer. Whenever you have Haggadah Seder on a gavra, that's davar she'be'erva. And not like the Rambam. Not like this type of explains in the Rambam that davar she'be'erva means issues or non-issues. He say whether the woman is an ishish or not, or that the woman has to get divorced from the husband to ruin the marriage. A third definition, any edus that's mevarer, gili arayus, is called davar she'be'erva. And that's a machlekes the Ran and the Ramban. Let's say a boy is about to marry a girl, and an eid echad comes and he says, you can't marry that girl, that's your sister. She doesn't know, he doesn't know, they never heard of it. He says, your father divorced his wife and he went to a different medina, and the daughter was born over there and the son was born over here, and it happens to be a brother and a sister. They have the same father, they don't have the same mother. So is a Eidecha Neman to say that someone is a relative, that you're not allowed to, that's Yehorig Val Yavah, it's Gili Arayis. So that's of the famous Shemachleik, the Ran and the Ramban. So that has to do with this. What's the definition of davar she'be'erva? So that's the question. With the Gemara, the way that Ran has the girsa here, the Gemara said two questions. Abba hocha ischazi girsa reishishish, seyrechet keneged hachazok is never neman. Number two, v'havi davar she'be'erva. A and B, two different arguments, davar she'be'erva. But according to the Ramban, that there never was such a Rebbe the Lev Shita in Yivamas Dach Lecheyes. The question the Gemara was, do you have any evidence from a Mishnah that Eid Echad is Neman, even Keneged HaChazok, they couldn't prove it. But they knew all along that the Din is that he is Neman. Eid Echad Keneged HaChazok is Neman. That's the Machlokes and Mechaber the Ramban. In the middle of Hilchus Tam Yedem, whether Eid Echad Keneged HaChazok is Neman and Yisurim or not. So according to that Ramban, you have to say that it wasn't two different questions. No, if it wouldn't be Kenegar Chazoke, Eid Echad would be believed by davar she'be'erva. Just like perhaps Eid Echad is Neman by Hashavas Aveda. According to Eifer Dushan, Eid Echad is Neman by Hashavas Aveda. Because it's not the Hotzim Yad HaMuchzok. So maybe Eid Echad by Gili Arayis, maybe Eid Echad by Ishus is Neman whenever it's not Kenegar Chazoke. That's what the Ran says. When the father says Kiddashti is bitim enedel mi Kiddashtiya, and someone comes and he says I'm the husband, he's Neman. So the Ran says it's because it's not Kenegar HaChazaka. Eid Echad is Neman, but davar she'be'erva whenever it's not Kenegar HaChazaka. The problem is that there's another Ran that contradicts it by the other case that the Chayo Nemenis, the Mialedis is Nemenis to say that two, three babies born, you don't know which one is a Levi, which one is a Kohen, which one is a Mamza, which one is an Eved. You don't know who's who. So the Ran says it's an Emonis Midirabbanon. It's not an Emonis Midatur. What's the issue? It seems to be that it should be a davar she'be'erva. It's a davar she'be'erva to say that a person is a Mamzer or the person is a Cholom. Davar she'be'erva. But it's not really Kenegar HaChazaka. You don't know who's who. So if you know who's who, the Ran himself said, when the man comes says, Ani kiddashti, so the Ran says, the same Ran, the Ran says, the Eid Echad is Neman by davar she'be'erva whenever it's not Keneged HaChazaka. So how come the Torah is getting asked the kasha? How come the other one says that by the chaya, the miyaledes, and the menes, is only with the rabbon, not in a Torah? It's not keneged hazok. So that's a big issue. That's a big issue. Okay. Some other time we'll have to talk about that. The Adi Gemara has it up to the last two lines on the daf. Afilu Reb Meir. So I got to discuss, we'll start tomorrow with this. Where's the original din of Reb Meir? Where did Reb Meir say Chashin al-Miyuto? Whether Reb Meir's din is a din d'arais, a din d'rabbanon? And when did the Chachamim agree with Reb Meir? When did they hold Chashin al-Miyuto? So that's, we'll start with that tomorrow. Then we'll continue. Try to cover. I'd like to, I'm not going to spend too much time on Gimla Med Aleph, Cheshbonos. It's a poor, important Cheshbonos. Try to go till do Gimel on my base. Okay.
Thank you, Abby. Oh.